So we're excited about the role of technology, and we want to help facilitate your use of it. Here in the State Department, we do what we call 21st century statecraft. That's just a fancy way of saying that we are trying to use technology to open up doors that are otherwise closed. And so, for example, last week in Lithuania, Alec Ross, who is here and heading up a lot of our efforts, along with his great team, convened what we call a tech camp. Now, a tech camp is an opportunity to bring together dozens of civil society activists, human rights defenders, NGO leaders from many different societies. These particularly were from former Soviet states like Belarus, Ukraine, Moldova, and others. Because they're interested in using the internet and connection technologies to forge political change and to give people a voice who might otherwise not have one. And what we believe is that technology can be a great facilitator. It can also be used by governments and others to prevent people from being able to communicate. So we have to stay a step ahead so that people are never deprived of their opportunity, as we saw how important that was in both Tunisia and Egypt over the last months. We're seeing it in many other settings as well. And we want to help you really fulfill your own God-given potential, however you define that, by using technology as one of the many tools for enhancing relationships, building businesses, creating greater opportunities. I also think it's important that these conversations that you have begun this past month continue, and we hope that you will reach out to women and girls back home who can benefit from what you have experienced, because the world needs your contributions, and I know that each of you has such great potential. So our work is just beginning together, and we want to hear from you. I welcome you to stay in touch with us and to offer your suggestions, your recommendations, your constructive criticism, because we're trying to create this opportunity, but then we're going to step back, and we're going to expect each and every one of you to really carry on as you decide is best. And in order to do more to encourage innovation and promote the spread of new technologies to give women and girls the support that they need to become leaders in this field, I'm very pleased to announce a new program that we will launch next year that will complement the Tech Women program. We're calling it Tech Girls. And it will bring teenage girls from the Middle East and North Africa for an intensive month of educational activities here in the United States. And since it seems like technology is evolving so fast, we actually think having this opportunity for young women is as important as having it for more mature women, because